It's the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Welcome to episode number 152 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. Glad to have you along today. Much to get to. There's some Charlottesville fallout. And it's getting better because there are people who want to not only erase Confederate history, they want to erase American history. Now there is open calling for removal of monuments with regard to Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, among others. All right. Going to get to all of that and some non-political stuff as well. I want to thank our sponsors, first and foremost, Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com. A few years ago, I was having pains in my chest and my arm, and I was freaking out because I thought it was heart-related. I went to a sports medicine doctor. They said it could be. They said you need to get a nuclear stress test. I said, okay, all right, I'm going to. So I go and I see a chiropractor, did a little adjustment of my neck, and found out I was just using a pillow that was too thick. Yeah, that's the kind of problems that spinal misalignment will do. And I'm going to tell you, it works brilliantly. You can get decompression for herniated low back discs, right? FountainOfLifeCairo.com. If you're in Kansas City, 8335 North Congress Avenue in KC. Number is 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711, FountainOfLifeCairo.com. Also, let's not forget the American-made zero-turning radius mowers that Grass Monsters KC sells, including the Dixie Chopper, the light commercial mower. The Blackhawk HP is out, up to a 60-inch deck. Now, this is if you've got a commercial operation, yes. But if you've got a few acres as well and you want this to last the rest of your life, it will, man, I tell you what. This is the Blackhawk HP, one of the many mowers that you'll see at Grass Monsters KC, 5520 Raytown Road. The Hustler line of mowers, these are out of Kansas, including the Fast Track with a four-year, 400-hour warranty, the Raptor Flip-Up. The blade deck actually flips up so you could fit it in a smaller space. Four-year, 400-hour warranty. GrassMonstersKC.com. GrassMonstersKC.com. I realize we've been consumed with what happened in Charlotte and what has happened since Charlotte. A lot of stories have been pushed off the front page. For instance, North Korea's Kim Jong-un backed down because of sanctions agreed upon, the United States leading the way. We've been getting some great economic news. President Trump unveiled a new infrastructure plan. A lot of things have been pushed off the front page because of this stuff. There was a terror attack in Barcelona yesterday. I believe 13 people dead, many, many wounded. The modus operandi was a terrorist driving into a group of people. Now, one insane person in Charlotte drove into a group of people and killed one person and injured several others. I believe 13 others were injured. 13 or 18 others were injured. Wolf Blitzer, and if he is this clueless or if he's just so profoundly dishonest, he thought people could believe that maybe the terrorist who murdered all those people with the car in Barcelona was inspired by Charlotte. It started off with Jim Sciutto on the phone, actually.
The final point I would make, Wolf, is just this note that in light of the uproar of the last several days, 5 days apart, you have white supremacists in Charlottesville use a vehicle to kill, and here you have attackers at least following the modus operandi of terrorists using vehicles apparently to kill as well. And it's that those shared tactics that should be alarming.
This is, honestly, I don't know what to say. He has forgotten Paris. He has forgotten London. These attacks have been going on across Europe. Muslim terrorists driving into crowds and killing people. And Jim Sciutto brings this up. This is either just profoundly clueless or he's forgotten, or there's something really sinister going on here. That they want to pin what happened in Charlotte on what happened in Barcelona. It makes no sense whatsoever. And that Jim Sciutto would say that. And then Wolf Blitzer would agree.
If what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions.
Different political ambitions. You've got white supremacist and versus Muslim extremists. By the way, the Muslim extremists have been killing a lot more people using this modus operandi.
They use the same killing device, a vehicle going at high speed into a group, a large group of pedestrians. And as the local police are saying, at least one person is now dead, 32 injured, many of them in critical condition right now. They fully expect the death toll to go up.
I don't even know what to say. What he is saying, what they are saying, is something that is confounding. It is I don't think it's ignorant. I think it's legitimately trying to steer the narrative toward Charlotte and perhaps even eventually globalize what Donald Trump said about it. Which, of course, nobody was happy about when he said that both sides had violent factions. Honestly, I don't think they're that clueless. I think legitimately they have a narrative, and they will creep toward that narrative whenever possible. My thought on it. This is kind of interesting. And then right now, guys, we are under... the United States, the history of the United States is under attack. There are a lot of people who are using this moment opportunistically to malign people, to legitimately malign people who disagree with the left on anything. This is happening with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a extremist leftist group that goes after conservatives whenever they possibly can. Mainstream conservative groups have been found on a hate map that the Southern Poverty Law Center has put out. Brad Dacus was thousands of miles away in California last weekend when the Charlottesville protest erupted. So he was a little shocked to find out that CNN labeled his Pacific Justice Institute a hate group. CNN said that here are the active hate groups where you live. The article listed 917 organizations on the Southern Poverty Law Center's disputed hate map, which names racist groups like the Aryan Nation, along mainstream conservative organizations such as the Alliance Defending Freedom and the Family Research Council. Mr. Dacus, conservative Sacramento-based institute, which specializes in religious liberty cases, was featured right along with the Pacific Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Why is the Southern Poverty Law Center doing this? They simply want to vilify, isolate anyone that doesn't agree with their extremist leftist policy and ideology. This isn't about defending civil rights. This is about attacking civil rights. Matt Staver, Liberty Council founder and chairman, to lump peaceful Nazi peaceful Christian organizations, that was a good slip, which condemn violence and racism in with the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists is offensive. This is truly the epitome of fake news, and why people no longer trust the media. By the way, do you remember when Floyd Lee Corkins, 2012, went into the Family Research Council security guard, shot him, wanted to kill as many employees as possible? Why? Because the group was on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate group list. Using the Southern Poverty Center as a source for information shows that CNN is not interested in reporting news, but rather creating scandal and security threats, according to Mr. Staver, is well known. The SPLC labeled against peaceful, nonviolent people and organizations has motivated some unhinged people to commit violence. This is no time to exploit the tragedy of Charlottesville. Now listen to this. Some critics of the SPLC say the group's activism biases how it categorizes certain groups, said the CNN story. But since the FBI doesn't keep track of domestic hate groups, the SPLC tally is the widely accepted one. So they can't get anyone else. They can't get any other tally of hate groups. So they go to a leftist biased group that hates conservatives. and they give them credibility and credence. Here's the danger. Some people have reacted to it. Some people are believing it. Right now, people across the country are calling people who are not white supremacist, That's the latest attack. It used to be call racism. Racism doesn't resonate like it used to, because a lot of the times claims of racism is in this country have been trumped up and faked. They've been faked. These hate crimes on campus, largely fake. So if racism doesn't work anymore, you call someone, you say they have white privilege. If that doesn't ring and resonate with people, then you say they are white supremacists. That's the latest word. And Democrats and leftists are using it to hurt good people. One of the leaders of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, spoke out against the removal of Confederate statues, saying they're part of history. This is, by the way, she's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. President Esther Lee. Okay, her last name is Lee. I think it's all senseless, all senseless. You know, we're 108 years in as the NAACPers. We might think things would improve, but they don't. You know, we will still have this factor about black and white. She said of the Confederate statues, you know, that's history. That was in that point in time. Can't eliminate what history is, so I disapprove with young people pulling down those statues. Yeah. Lee put the tragic events in Charlottesville into perspective by pointing out that lives were lost, all because some people didn't want to look at an object anymore. Pretty good point, actually. How do Americans feel about it? How do Americans people feel about it? Do Americans, are they saying, tear down the statues? Well, no, more than 60% of Americans say that the statues of Civil War figures associated with the defense of slavery should be left in place. 62% of people said the statues should remain as historical symbols. This was done by the way, NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. Not exactly a right-leaning organization. 27% of people said the monument should be removed from parks, roads, and schools across the country. 44% of African Americans agreed the statue should stay. 40% said they should be removed. Wow. Most of these statues are in the southeastern United States. 1,500 symbols of the pro-slavery Confederacy are there. An estimated 750,000 people were killed during the conflict, by the way. And there are schools. There are roads named after Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, Stonewall Jackson. The poll of 1,125 people nationwide, Republicans overwhelmingly supported keeping the statues in place, with only 6% in favor of removing them. Well, they're all racist, you know, and they're all white supremacists, don't you know? Democrats were almost evenly divided, 47% pulling them down, 44% saying leave them. Since Monday, officials in Baltimore and Gainesville, Florida, have taken down statues, while another was torn from its base by protesters in Durham, North Carolina. And the one in Baltimore, at least, they removed it at night, so there was no public discussion. They just removed it. They just made up their minds and removed them without any discourse. Some have suggested the museums take them, or maybe place them in Confederate cemeteries. One city councilman in Baltimore says that the Confederate statues should be melted down and use the materials to make monuments for Frederick Douglass, Thurgood Marshall, Harriet Tubman, and other black civil rights leaders. Okay. Melt down the old and make them into new. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Melt down the old statues and make them into unbelievable. Jonathan Lieb, chair of political science and geography at Old Dominion, said the statues are intended to reassert the power of white people. I don't think so. Not at all. Not at all. It's remembering a time in our history where we were fighting brother against brother. Cannot forget the past, guys. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says, I absolutely disagree with his sanitation of history. I don't know, man. They want to, there's even talk now of defacing or taking down Mount Rushmore. How long do you suppose before there'll be people rappelling down Mount Rushmore and defacing it? I give it less than a week. 40% of people in the country say that both sides were equally to blame for Charlottesville. Trump said you had a group on one side that was bad and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. More disagree than agree. 53% disagree, 43% agree. Republicans agreed 87 to 11. Democrats 83 to 15. Independents agreed 59 to 39. Far more blame far right groups for Charlottesville, 46%, than the counter protest, 9%. But 40% concur with Trump's assertion that both were equally responsible. So, majority of Republicans agree with Trump's response to the Charlottesville violence. 67% of Republicans supported Trump's response to the violence, 32% of independents, and 10% of Democrats. Overall, 55% of Americans disapproved of his response, while only 35% approved. So hopefully this will fade into history, but unfortunately I have a feeling that many more of these things are going to happen. The more that listen, the Antifa attacks Trump rallies. The Antifa, you know, obviously is attacking white supremacists. The Antifa is a violent mob attacking anyone that it disagrees with. So it's just going to get ugly. President said, are we going to take down statues of George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? Well, CNN had a political commentator, Angela Rye, apparently feels that that should happen. That the Washington Monument, anything named after George Washington, has to go. Here she is on CNN.
I think that we have to get to the heart of the problem here, and the heart of the problem is the way in which many of us were taught American history. American history is not all glorious, and even though I love John to death, I couldn't disagree more about George Washington. George Washington was a slave owner, and we need to call...
That was the way of the world. It was the way of the world. There were slaves across the world. It's just the way it was. No country is perfect, girlfriend. We certainly are not. But in the world, the United States is overall an overwhelming power for good.
Slave owners out for what they are, whether we think they were protecting American freedom or not. He wasn't protecting my freedom. I wasn't someone who my ancestors weren't deemed human beings to him. And so to me, I don't care if it's a George Washington statue or a Thomas Jefferson statue or a Robert E. Lee statue. They all need to come down. There is a way that we can recognize and appreciate.
Where do we stop, kids? Where do we stop? We had founding fathers that created the greatest country for good in the entire world. And yes, there were mistakes made along the way. There always are. And guess what? Slavery ended 170 years ago. George Washington had slaves. It was the way of the world. He freed them upon his death. Here's a little bit more from Angela Rye.
I'm going to finish my point. I'm not feeding into white supremacy. I'm calling out white supremacy for what.
Okay, all right. So see, here she goes. This is the bell. I'm not going to feed into white supremacy. White supremacy. White supremacy.
But it is. And sometimes what it is, John, are blind spots. Sometimes what it is not acknowledging that this country was built upon a very violent past that resulted in death and the raping and the killing of my ancestors. So I'm not going to allow us to say that it's okay for a Robert E. Lee, but not a George Washington. We need to call it what it is. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve to be taught about. We definitely need to learn about it so we don't repeat it, because we're very close to repeating it right now. But
how are we really close to repeating it right now? Are you out of your nut? You're hearkening back to violence. The violence is coming from the Antifa. That's where it's coming from. In Charlottesville, though, there were some white supremacists, some Nazis. They were ugly, awful people, and they came to cause violence, to protest and possibly cause violence. But the Antifa has been doing it for a couple of years now, time and time again. So if history is going to repeat itself, it's coming from the left.
I'm not giving any deference to George Washington or to Robert E. Lee.
Well, let me.
Okay. Where do you stop? Where do you stop? Where do you stop? Everybody in the history of the country, I'm sure, has something that they've done that is unsavory. Something in their past, in history, you know, the world was a more brutal place a long time ago. There was, again, slavery was the way of the world. That's just the way it was. The mindset was absolutely wrong, 100%. But it was the way of the world. And by the way, there was slavery abolished in some northern states before George Washington became president. Chicago pastor says it's time to take George Washington's name off of public place. And I was thinking about this. I was like, what about George Washington Carver? You know, well, what about that? What about that? Well, wait till you hear what this guy wants to do. Again, he is a pastor from Chicago, wants to get rid of them and replace the names with the same names.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Just different first names.
Washington Park is named after our first president, and a statue of him on a horse stands prominently here at this park for all to see. But one pastor, as you mentioned, said it is offensive because Washington owned slaves. Bishop James Dukes is calling for the mayor and Chicago Park District to remove the name of not only George Washington, but also Jackson Park, named after President Andrew Jackson. Jackson, as you know, was the seventh president of the United States. Duke says they should not be held to such esteem and considered heroes when they participated in the slave trade. He says the changes could be as simple as naming the parks after African-American heroes like Harold Washington, Jesse Jackson, and Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson. So see, they're called Jackson Park. Right now they're called Jackson Park, and they're called Washington Park. And they want them to be named after Harold Washington, or they want them to be named after Michael Jackson. Okay, well, there you go. They are. They already are. All you got to do is say, you know that Washington Park? That's named after Harold Washington. Did you know that? What kind of sense does that make? You know, it's called Jackson Park. Okay, we want to change the name. We're going to change it to Jackson Park, but it stands for Michael Jackson.
He explains why the statue,
the pedophile,
should come down.
It represents, on one hand, a hero to some, a forefather, a revolutionary. But then for us of African-American descent, it represents a person who owned 317 slaves.
Do you think the average person, though, who looks at the statue and when they're in Washington Park, thinks of slavery with President Washington?
Because that's the lack of information and knowledge. And people said we could use this statue as a way of teaching history. But all our history books never decept the president as that.
So now President Washington represents slavery. Okay. He never represented it before. He freed his slaves when he ordered that they be freed when he died. But this is what he's going to be known for, and that's the latest incremental erasure of history. And where is it going to stop? Where is it going to stop? I think this comes from a hatred of the founding. I think it comes from a deep hatred of the country itself, a feeling on the left that we live too large in the world, that we somehow have been some sort of an unfairly dominant power in the world, even though we've fostered more freedom in the world and saved more lives than any other country. We're the most benevolent country in the history of the world. Al Sharpton, by the way, he says the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. should not be funded by taxpayers.
And Thomas Jefferson had slaves.
Yeah, I read it. Had slaves. And children were the slaves.
Exactly.
And it does matter.
So the show should they take down the Jefferson Memorial?
I think that people need to understand when people that were enslaved and robbed of even the right to marry and had forced sex with their slave masters, this is personal to us. My great-grandfather was a slave in South Carolina owned by the family that ended up, Strom Thurmond was one of them, a newspaper discovered it. So this is personal. This is not some kind of removed discussion from us. Our families were victims of this. Certainly they ought to be removed.
Therefore, everybody associated with slavery in terms of any public monument to them.
When you look at the fact that public monuments are supported by public funds, you're asking me to subsidize the insult of
my... I hate to tell you this. There's a lot of unsavory things that public funds go to, sir, including Planned Parenthood.
Thomas Jefferson had slaves.
And I would repeat that the public should not be paying to uphold somebody who has had that kind of background.
Okay. So no public funding for the Jefferson Memorial now. Going to blow up the Washington Monument? You got to name it after Harold Washington? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, Missouri politician called for Donald Trump's assassination. After posting to Facebook a wish that someone would assassinate Donald Trump, state legislator Maria Chappelle Nadal suddenly found politics a lonely forum indeed, with members of both parties, including Eric Greitens, the governor, and Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill demanding she resign. She said, I put up a statement saying, I really hate Trump. He's causing trauma and nightmares. That was my original post. Then she went on to say, I hope Trump is assassinated. Eric Greitens of Missouri's Democrat Party Chairman Stephen Weber, while a statement by Senate Majority Leader Gina Walsh said that there is too much rancor and hate in today's political discourse, and Senator Chappelle Nadal should be ashamed of herself for adding voice to this toxic sentiment. She said, I didn't mean to put it up. Absolutely not. I was very frustrated. Things have got to change, according to Chappelle Nadal. It was a response to a concerns that I am hearing from residents of St. Louis. I've deleted it, and it should have been deleted, but there's something way more important that we should be talking about. Said, I'm not resigning. What I said was wrong, but I'm not going to stop talking about what led to that, which is the frustration and anger that many people across America are feeling right now. Okay, sure. Congressman William Clay, a fellow Democrat, says that calling for the assassination of the president is a federal crime. She is an embarrassment to our state. She should resign. But she's a Democrat. She won't have to. She's a Democrat, so she won't have to. If it was a Republican, his career would be already over, or her career would already be over. Completely. Kaput. Gone. By the way, NBC admitted last night that there was violence on both sides in Charlottesville.
What about the alt-left? What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs?
In fact, that's true. Witnesses tell NBC News there were people on both sides who seemed ready for a fight. And some counter-protesters were armed with clubs, some with pepper spray.
They maced me.
Who?
I don't know. Communists.
Okay. I would hope that some of this will die down, but it's not going to. That's the saddest thing. It's not going to die down. And right now you've got some people on the left who've been given a little leeway. They've been given a little space. And so they're going to jump on it. They see a place where they can get away with more, taking away more. Now they can easily go after some of the founders of the country, who they in academia have absolutely hated for decades. And most people have rejected that. No, George Washington is a hero. Thomas Jefferson, a hero. These people were the founders of this great country. Their words were brilliant. Thomas Jefferson's words were brilliant. And they provided a pathway for freedom and opportunity the world has never seen. All right. Let's move on to some other stuff, shall we? Freedom of speech is kind of under fire right now. I don't know if you knew that. There's a new bill being considered by the California State Senate that would punish people who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use a transgender resident's preferred name or pronouns in a public health, retirement, or housing institution. So you could go to jail. You could go to jail for calling someone the wrong gender pronoun. And I believe there are like 70 of them now. Aren't there like 70 of them right now? Jesus. The bill proposed by State Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat, really? Includes several other provisions that require a healthy facility, for example, to honor the gender identity of the patient, meaning that the patient must be admitted to a room that comports with his or her chosen gender. allowed to use what other bathroom he or she wants to use and wear what other clothing or cosmetics he or she decides to wear. Fines for repeat offenders could go as high as $1,000 and a jail term of up to a year. So there you go. You use the wrong pronoun, you could go to jail. Unbelievable. You know, it's amazing. First Amendment was the greatest piece of legislation ever created, I believe, in the history of mankind. You know, the Bill of Rights, certainly, but let's face it. The First Amendment has been unbelievable for the world, the history of the world. Good and bad. It protects unpopular speech. It protects unpopular speech. Doesn't protect popular speech, because popular speech doesn't need to be protected. Doesn't. The eclipse is coming up on Monday. Have you got your glasses? I don't have my glasses yet. Got a friend who has some. She's going to give me a pair. But I want to have them. Do you realize that the eclipse has always been terrifying for people in our past? And there's a new book out called American Eclipse. Journalist David Barron reports there's a Roman Empire who saw the eclipse in 840 AD, was so distressed he stopped eating and starved to death. Stopped eating and starved to death. Yeah, yeah. The ancient Greeks believed eclipses occurred when the gods were angry with humans. Okay, a little bit of that. Let's see here. Babylonians believed it signified the death of a ruler. The Norse believed a hungry wolf was feasting on the sun, while in Vietnam it was a giant toad. According to LiveScience.com, Western Siberian Tartars thought a vampire tried to swallow the sun and failed after it burned his tongue. It's like a piece of hot pizza, you know, get the cheese on the roof of your mouth. Yeah. Many cultures believe that some sort of demon or animal was trying to steal the sun. Typical response was to bang pots, play loud drums, or yell at the eclipse. Mesoamerican cultures used human sacrifice to ward off the evil, and the Chinese fired arrows at it to scare it off. And oddly enough, all of those things worked. All of those things worked 100%. I got another story on the eclipse I'm going to share you in a second. But let's break things up with a little levity here. Jimmy Kimmel Live from August the 17th, this week in Unnecessary Censorship.
The man we saw this afternoon was the man elected last November, the man who is now our president. Like him, hate him, trust him, or f*** him. That's your call.
Would anybody like it from the media? Would anybody like that long, beautiful You can have it.
It was a clean sweep for Taylor Swift in court on Monday. The pop superstar mouthing F*** you to members of the jury.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
By the way, phenomenal place to take
I know. I'm really excited.
Whether you've got a big a fat a small whatever kind of you got.
Yes.
Even if you don't have one, your what can you do if you don't have a go to the park and your friend.
Yeah. How many police officers does it take to a pig? The Woolwich Police Department was able to answer that question over the weekend.
All right, how many d***s have you had so far?
She said 50.
Really? That's rude to ask a lady how many d***s she's had. Don't you know that?
With that rousing round of applause, would you mind f***ing my wife of 32 years?
Okay, there you go. Here's a little bit from Fallon reading Why I Quit tweets.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite why I quit stories from you guys. This first one's from at Soupy McSoupface.
Oh,
he says, my boss refused to correct my name badge, which said brain instead of Brian. He said, you're brain now, so deal with it.
Okay. Now I'm Soupy McSoupface.
Yeah. This one is from at Too Shunley. She says, my boss made me give him piggyback rides after we mopped the floors every night so there would be fewer footprints.
What? Giddy up, yeah. Go, come on. Come on, brain.
What in the world? This one's from at K Schmooze. She says, my old job had a phone in the restroom. Our boss would call it if he thought you'd been in there too long.
Oh, jeez.
That's not good.
Come on, dude.
Come on, man.
This one's from at Jonathan Young. He said, my boss asked if I had a knife to open a box. I gave her one. I was later written up for having a knife at work. Come on. That's entrapment.
Come on, that's catch 22.
This one's from YZ Racer 81. He says, I made a mistake at work and my boss called me up to chew me out. At the end of my conversation, he made me say, I've been a bad boy.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That wasn't about work.
This last one's from Matt Varambassi. She says, instead of hitting the one key for the number of copies, I type 1111 and couldn't make the printer stop. I left before they finished. Take it off. There you have it. Those are tonight's show.
All right, very good. Just one more thing. Now, the next podcast I do will be on Monday. And that will be Eclipse Day, of course. And where I live is in the right where you need to be, in the sweet spot. Actually, there's a town in Nebraska out in, I think, Kearney, Nebraska is the best place to see it. But anyway, I'm in Kansas City, and it's going to be a real good place to. I was trying to do the whole Airbnb, but I don't know. The restraining order keeps people from staying at my house. Ah, school district in Ohio has canceled classes on Monday over concerns about students damaging their eyes while looking at the solar eclipse. Superintendent of Jefferson Area Local School said Thursday that the eclipse could pose a risk to students who view it even inadvertently, while at school or at home. The day will be used as a service day for faculty and staff. Similar decisions have been made in other parts of the country. One Pennsylvania school district says students won't be let outside for recess during the solar eclipse because of the potential harm to students who look at the sun. Cumberland Valley School District sent a letter to parents Monday saying the decision was made after consulting the district's physician. This is a snowflake generation, folks. I remember the last solar eclipse. It was, I think I was in seventh grade. And nobody lost their eyesight. They were perfectly fine. But now, I mean, you've got people overthinking this. In Illinois, students at Edwardsville District 7 started their new school year last Tuesday, been told to stay at home all day Monday because the eclipse is expected to take place around the time school normally ends. A number of school districts said the same thing. The eclipse would be at its peak around the time of dismissal in the afternoon. Teachers did not want to risk children watching without proper eye protection. Jim Greenwald in Missouri School District is worried about teachers not being able to monitor every student to ensure they were wearing protective glasses. We really felt we're not able to assure the safety of all students. Some Georgia school districts extending the school day so students can watch it under adult supervision, each of them with protective eyeglasses. We decided to extend the day. We didn't want to miss this unique opportunity. We had originally planned not to have school that day of the eclipse, but were asked by the mayor to reconsider that decision as she felt strongly that young students could encounter safety issues if they were left at home without supervision that day. So the parents or the schools are becoming parents. Elsewhere, the Tennessee Department of Transportation is especially worried about what could happen on the roads. They're concerned that people might stop in the middle of the road to watch the eclipse. They're really overthinking this. This, according to a spokesman, we know we're going to see a large increase in traffic for these days leading up to and probably days after. But we're hearing estimates of 300,000 to over a million that could come to the Middle Tennessee area to view the eclipse. So that's a lot of people. In Missouri, people have been told not to try to take pictures with their phones while driving. Drivers should also be vigilant and watch out for pedestrians who might be looking up and not ahead. Headlights should also be used when it gets dark during the eclipse. So there you go. And South Carolina, the Highway Patrol put 150 extra troopers on the roads. That's going to be happen. And they, so yeah, there's a little panic. It happened before, and we didn't have an entire generation of blind people. There were other things that my mom said would make me go blind, not staring at an eclipse. None of those were on there. I want to play one more thing. Jimmy Kimmel played a piece from 1979 when the last eclipse happened, and anchor Frank Reynolds was speaking about it. I think this is a great way to end the show today. Here you go.
Now it's beginning to move away, isn't it, Ron? There,
yes.
There's
now,
the diamond
now
ring.
The city is, isn't that amazing?
So that's it, the last solar eclipse to be seen on this continent in this century. And as I said, not until August 21st 2017, will another eclipse be visible from North America? That's 38 years from now. May the shadow of the moon fall on a world at peace.
Well, that, I guess we got 4 days for that.
Just the opposite, right? All right, I want to thank our sponsors, guys. Dr. Alex Nelson, fountainoflifecairo.com, fountainoflifecairo.com. Massage therapy, electrical stimulation. If you're a veteran or a veteran family member, a $30 adjustment fee, all right, can help you so much. I'm telling you, if you got neck pain, back pain, low back pain, shoulder pain, they can really help you. And Grass Monsters KC, grassmonsterskc.com, 5520 Raytown Road for American-made mowers, Dixie Chopper, and, of course, Hustler Mowers. If you see Andrew, just tell him I sent you, will you? I'd really appreciate it. GrassMonstersKC.com. Have a glorious weekend. Make sure to check me out on Facebook at Rob Carson Show. I'm also on Twitter at Rob Carson. And download the podcast. Of course, you can do it on iTunes. iTunes, Rob Carson Show. In fact, I'd prefer you would do it that way. But there are a host of other ways you can do it, including TuneIn, Google Play, Google Plus, Audio Boom, and a host of others. So if all else fails, just Google Rob Carson Show. It'll pop up. I'm on the first page of Google. All right. Have a blessed weekend, guys, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.